It's the California Wine Country Podcast with Steve Jackson and Dan Berger. We taste, we laugh, we learn.
A special Thursday edition of Wine Wednesday's California Wine Country with Dan Berger. And this week, we feature Mr. Tom Simoneau, the man in the early 90s I named the Sonoma County Wine Guy.
That's right, 1992, and we're still doing it.
92. Unbelievable. Aye, aye, aye. Yes, and that was on a talk show I had on KSRO on Sunday nights called The Entertainment Zone.
The Entertainment Zone.
Yeah.
The three people that listened to it.
Remember that? Yeah, exactly. remember the time we had, I think you were there, Phyllis Diller.
Phyllis
on?
Diller, yep.
Oh, God. It was
she was a gas.
And
she never wanted to leave the phone.
No, and sometimes it was hard for her to hear what we were saying and vice versa, and then she just kept cackling like she did, and that was a great night.
That was a great show. That was fun. It's been a long time, Jackson, and here we are again.
Yep, every year, Tom. It's an annual event on the drive, Tom Simoneau's Wines of the Year.
So shall we get started here?
Yeah, it's the sparkling wine. There you go. There you hear it.
I think all Mike right. just about had a heart attack.
Yeah, well, the first year we were doing this show, 10 years ago, I opened a bottle of champagne, and the cork flew, just missed his ear by a centimeter. So he's always a little careful. Sparkling Wine of the Year from Tom Simoneau. Pray tell.
The Gausset Champagne, non-vintage Grand Brut. Some people pronounce it Gausset, but it's $45 Grand Reserve Brut.
That's inexpensive for
it is
good
for
sparkling.
True French champagne.
Wow.
Just the right amount of bubbles, just the right amount of yeast, just the right amount of acid. The wine is like just right.
They talk about great champagne showing brioche, and this has exactly that brioche character.
Yeah, and the nose
brioche,
is just beautiful.
Gorgeous. That's what we Italians take for upset stomach. That's another thing.
Boy, taste that. Oh, my God.
Is this French?
Oh, yes.
It is. Okay.
$45, too. I mean, you know, a lot of people go, if you're going to have a really good wine, are you going to, I mean, a good sparkling wine, are you going to pay $100 a bottle? I mean, you could, or you could buy this. And I know they had it at Bottle Barn, so you could swing over there and pick some of this up. There you go, Jackson.
That is inexpensive for a great French champagne.
And how about that, Dan? I mean, this will cover almost $150 bottles at times.
Well, the broader production houses will be marketing their stuff between 40 and 60. So this is at the lowest end of the large production houses. And this is a tiny little producer, very high quality, very meticulous in the way they put the blend together. And this wine has all the great acidity and the aftertaste that you want, but also a little bit of the richness in the mid palate.
Yeah.
Gorgeous wine.
Yeah. This will become your new best friend. You know what I mean? Is that something? I mean, Jackson, I know you're not a huge sparkling wine guy.
I'm not, but I love
this.
Isn't
that nice?
Yeah.
Really pretty wine. It goes back and forth in your mouth between the sweetness and the tartness. It's a perfect blend.
Yeah, it's like, it's almost, as I was tasting it and doing my notes, I literally, just the right amount of.
I'm getting ready for the Chardonnay.
Oh, you're getting ready? Yeah. Well, the nice thing about this sparkler is you don't have to break the bank, and you can have a great sparkling wine for New Year's Eve and a true champagne.
Yeah, that's the
classy key. Bottle also. The package is unique.
Yeah.
We don't have to call it sparkling wine.
No.
It's champagne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk a little bit about that later. We've got another one to talk about.
Okay.
So shall we move on to the Chardonnay?
You know that's where I want to go. Tom Simoneau's Chardonnay of the Year.
High de Vilaine, which they call HDV for short. 2015 Hyde Vineyard, Napa Valley, $70. HDV is a family venture between the Hyde family of Napa Valley and the de Vilaine family of Burgundy, France. And Aubert de Vilaine, he's the co-director of Domaine de la Romanée Conti, one of the best Burgundy houses, period.
Even I know
he
that.
Married Larry Hyde's cousin Pamela, and a star was born, and it's the winery. So there you go. The Chardonnay is lean and rich. It's lean in a rich sort of way, almost like we were just talking about the sparkler has, you know, between fruit and acid, perfectly balanced. The mouthfeel is magnificent. And the finish just leaves you like, how did he do that?
It's a lemon custard. It doesn't really describe it, but it's fairly close because there's a nice lemony note to it. But the other part of the wine that's so complex is, and it's a 15. I mean, you imagine how good this will be in about three more years after it has a little time in the bottle.
Oh, I know.
Fabulous wine.
You need a dump cup for the...
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, here. I was going to say...
He can only drink so much.
Here's a guy that can talk about the wine without even tasting it.
Well he already had it a little earlier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And my wine of the 2006... This was their 04 from this property was my wine of the year, and every year since then it has been a candidate for best Chardonnay of the year. This is a sensational glass of wine.
I agree completely as a Chardonnay guy.
Yeah, and the young man that makes it, Guillaume Boudet, you'll be hearing a lot about him. There's a lot of really fantastic young winemakers out there, and I'm running into them left and right as the baton is being passed.
Sure.
And another thing about Aubert. De Villaine, he was a judge at the 76 Judgment of Paris.
No kidding.
Yeah, how about that?
Wow.
Unbelievable.
He's still with us?
Yeah, he is. He's over there. They're off at, where are they? Off at Trancas in Napa. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to go and taste some of these wines, you can go online. And all of this stuff is going to be on Cal Wine Country probably tomorrow.
CalWineCountry.com.
Yeah. And it's on Wine Country Live, my website as well, starting at 6 o'clock tonight. So people can go on there because I've got the website of each one of these wines of the year. And they're HDVWines.com. You can click on that, make an appointment, get out there and taste it.
I will say $70 for a shard is a little out of most people's arena. But I'm telling you, if you got the money, this is unfreaking believable.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you go out to dinner, sometimes you drop $200, right? Yeah. At a nice dinner. So go get yourself this bottle. Go to Costco, get a nice big rib steak or two or some crab and get home and have this nice glass of Chardonnay.
Dan, what am I getting in the finish here? I can't really identify, but it's sort of faint. I love it.
Custardy component, which I think is really interesting. It's sort of like the shortbread while it's baking sort of thing. This is a characteristic that you get only out of the very finest wines made from the Chardonnay grape. We had one here several months ago when Greg La Follette was in with mm-hmm. his Alchemista brand. We tasted his is similar to this in a little different, slightly different style, but a similar characteristic in that brioche character. So it's like that Chardonnay, like Champagne has that brioche. Here's a little bit more of it. But this is a wine in transition. This is a real baby.
Oh, yeah.
Age, 3 years. I mean, this is like nothing. A great Chardonnay like this does require a lot more time in the bottle, and this wine will become absolutely phenomenal within about three or four more years.
Yeah, it's Canaris grown, and it's Hyde Vineyards, which is one of the finest vineyards here in the North Coast.
Very small production on the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Just Chardonnay, really terrific.
Reiterate one more time for folks.
Hyde de Villaine, 2015, Canaros, Hyde Vineyard, Napa Valley, $70.
If you should see it anywhere, it was HDV on the label. It's a capital H, and then a sort of a small capital D, and then a large V, which is sort of a
small capital script. Lowercase.
But it's not a lowercase.
No, it's not.
It shows
really?
It's a smaller font.
Small font. Small.
HDV is what because Hyde de Villaine, it's kind of hard to remember.
Yeah.
And they go HDV as their kind of their. That's what they talk about when you're in the know,
yeah,
like you are.
Don't look at me. Yeah. That's one amazing Chardonnay.
It's truly amazing, yeah.
Sauvignon Blanc of the Year from Tom Simoneau. And, oh, look, it's Hannah Winery.
Hannah Winery, one of my 2017, favorites. Russian River Valley, $19. Long known for producing one of Sonoma County's finest Sauvignon Blancs. Winemaker Jeff Hinchcliffe has really hit the nail on the head and didn't disappoint with his 17. Crisp grapefruit, hints of herbs and mineral, Sauvignon Blanc the way it should be made. And Christine Hanna said this was one of her favorites of recent vintages.
This is a really wonderful wine because it's widely produced and distributed. What I really like about it is that it does show that Russian River Valley can put together a Sauvignon Blanc that does not have quite the exact exotic nature of the New Zealand style, but it does capture just a trace of that. And so the spice notes come out as florals early in the wine's life. If you left this wine in the bottle for a year, it comes back at you more like the New Zealand style.
Yeah, you know the gooseberry that the New Zealand style has?
Yeah.
Some people just don't like that. Well, if you get it right here in California, and Dry Creek does it a little, Russian River does it, you can get that. It's almost like a grapefruit gooseberry, if there could
exactly,
be a thing.
Exactly,
citron. And yeah, this has it. It's really delightful, crisp and delicate. It's $19. That's list price. So you're going to see that discounted.
At Bottle Barn, certainly.
Probably at Bottle Barn.
By the way, this is brought to you by Bottle Barn and our friends at Della Tofola. The Sauvignon Blanc of the Year from Tom Simoneau, Hannah Winery, 2017, Russian River Valley. Okay, I told you I want to make sure we get through these. So
I think we can move right along quickly. What do you think?
All right, I told you let's not do the off dry white. But I was reading this and quickly talk about
Imagery Estate Winery 2017 Riesling, one of Dan's faves, Upper Ridge Pine Mountain Cloverdale Peak, $26. From the winery long known for producing alternative wines with colorful art labels on their bottles, this Riesling is a real winner. Fruity and flavorful, perfect aperitif, and a stop by their tasting room in the Sonoma Valley is an education by itself because they do so many different alternative reds and whites.
Is $26 a little much for a Riesling or no? I don't know.
It's a little pricey in the marketplace, but they probably produce very little of this, and so they're just sort of saying, here's our production costs passed along. The problem I have with any of this is that unless you're a Riesling freak, you're not going to understand why this wine was made the way it was. But if you're a Riesling nut like I am, you'd go crazy for this. And that's the whole thing, is that $26 is somewhat of a bargain. If you bought a wine like this in Germany, it would cost you $50 or $40. So here, $26 is somewhat of a bargain.
And, you know, most of this is sold right out of the winery. So that's why I recommend you stop by in Sonoma Valley and say hello.
Imagery Estate Winery, Cloverdale Peak. Alternative White.
Sonoma Loeb, 2016 Viognier, Cold Creek Vineyard, Caneros, $32. Now, you may not have heard of Sonoma Loeb before.
It's Sonoma Loeb.
Right, Sonoma Loeb. And it's, you haven't heard of Sonoma Loeb, but I'm sure you've heard of Chapelet from Napa Valley. They are the owners. And this is a wine brand you really do need to check out. Rhone Whites, like this Viognier, it's the best I've ever tasted.
Wow.
Floral aroma, crisp. Viognier, if you're not really familiar, it has the body of a Chardonnay and the aromatics of Gewürztraminer. So, and this one is clean, good acidity, rich mouthfeel. I guarantee you it'll turn your head if you go like, Viognier, not a lot of oak. It's perfectly balanced. Sometimes, you know, Viognier, it takes a long time to ripen to get the flavor. Sometimes people leave it on the vine too long, and then they put too much oak, and it gets clumsy. This wine is not. And I do think that if people tasted more Rhone whites like Grenache Blanc, Roussanne, Marsanne, that it would open up their world to different alternative whites.
Coming up in the last segment of this special edition of California Wine Country, Tom's Winery of the Year. I noticed that so far, at this point in the show, our friends in Napa County are kicking Sonoma County's ass as far as Tom Simoneau's Wines of the Year go.
Well, let's see.
Sure that, you know, it'll balance out. But
This is Cloverdale. Sonoma Load is...
All right.
Halfway. But hang on. We're coming. Sonoma County, here we go.
Yeah, I'm sure we are, because Korbel Champagne Cellars has your best value white of the year.
Champagne.
This is another...
You can call this wine champagne.
Why?
Because it was grandfathered in... In 2006, with a U.S. and EU agreement on trade in wine, no brands after that were able to use champagne on the label, but Korbel is.
Well, Gary Heck probably spent a lot of money.
He probably has a good lobby.
I'm sure he does.
But I'll tell you what. This is the natural 2015 Russian River Valley champagne. $16 is list. And I'm not sure if it was said by Dom Perignon or Gary Heck, the owner of Korbel, but a chicken in every pot and a bottle of sparkling wine in everybody's fridge. And Brenda and I believe in that.
Yeah,
we leave a bottle
of
sparkling wine in our refrigerator all the time in case somebody wants to come over, or if Brenda and I are just ready for a glass of sparkling, and you can put your little capper on it, and we can walk around the vineyard and enjoy some bubbles.
Well, for $16,
and that's list.
Yeah, so at Bottle Barn, it'll even be less.
You can see $11.99, $12.99.
Sure.
And they make the portfolio from dry to sweet. This is on the dry side. It's the natural. They make rosé. They make a sweet rosé, a dry rosé. They even make them in 187.50s, which is like one glass of sparkling wine.
Mm.
So, and I've got some in the fridge for those. Like, sometimes Brenda and I will just say, well, let's have a little toast. So we pop it. It's got a crown cap, a beer cap. Pop it, a little half glass each, some sparkling, a little toast, a little hug, and then we're ready for dinner.
Or bed. But that's a whole other story.
Right. That's right.
Rosé, Tom Simoneau's Rosé of the Year.
Booker
Russian
Vineyards.
River Valley.
Yes, Booker Vineyards 2017 Rosé of Pinot Noir.
That's B-U-C-H-E-R. They've been in before over these 10
years. Remember, they were the guys that I buy my 10 cubic yards of cow manure.
Right.
Remember them?
The manure guys.
That's right.
Yeah.
Booker Gold. I'll tell you, this rosé is better than their Booker Gold. And rosé is the hottest category in wine sales over the last few years. And this rosé of Pinot Noir is beautiful. Dan was asking, gee, did you bring a bottle, Tom?
Apparently he didn't.
I didn't bring one. It's crisp, bright strawberry fruit. Oh, it's just beautiful. And they do have a new tasting room, and it's in Windsor. It's a group tasting room, and you can go to their website, Booker, Bucher.wine, and you can make an appointment. They'll meet you there, and they'll pour you this beautiful rosé and tell them the wine guy sent you.
Wow. All right. And I know Dan's a big fan of rosé. I have become one. Everyone's making rosé, and there's so many good ones. It's a whole new world in the world of rosé.
Yeah, it really is.
Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think if more people understood how well rosé was the perfect division between a couple sitting at a table, I've got to have my fish, I've got to have my meat, just order a bottle of rosé, everybody's happy. Rosé is not only the all-purpose compromise for two different kinds of dishes, but it's also incredibly refreshing when you're just sitting on the patio. And believe it or not, over the last several weeks, my wife and I have been using our patio in spite of the fact that it's about 48 degrees outside.
And raining, for God's sake.
And raining, but we're sitting on a patio drinking our rosé because we bought a whole bunch during the summer and we're not going to let it go to waste, so we're drinking our rosés.
And, a lot of people worry about, you got to drink your rosé in the year that, this year, if it's a 17, you need it now because it was the new one. You don't. They will age.
Yeah.
They will age. I'm not saying you can lay them down.
No.
Like Dan likes to lay things down.
No, well. Yeah.
Lay it down, Dan.
I'm reasonable about this. Drink your rosés early.
Wow. All right. It's Booker Vineyards, B-U-C-H-E-R. Check it out. Tom didn't bring it, unfortunately.
I love that.
Yeah. Oh, boy. It's a beautiful Pinot Noir. Pinot Noir, making Pinot Noir into rosé is a wonderful thing. Sangiovese also makes some nice risottos.
It seems like almost everyone's making Pinot rosés.
Pinot Noir rosé is very, very popular in California because it's easy to do it. But in south of France, it's going to be pretty much Grenache and it's going to be Cinsault.
Yeah.
Cinsault.
Cinsault is a...
I went to school with Mike Cinsault. Is that the same?
Same guy. Same thing.
Yeah, right.
Same thing. That's it.
All right. It's Tom Simoneau's Wines of 2018. The best ones will culminate with his Winery of the Year, and one of the people from that Winery of the Year will join us on the telephone later in this segment. We still got, Book of the Year. I love when you do Book of the Year.
Yeah, I started that last year, and I've got it again this year.
Yeah,
but let's do the sweet wine. We ready?
Well, we got to take a break.
Oh, we're taking a break first. Okay.
And then we'll be back with Tom Simoneau's Best of 2018, along with Dan Berger on a Thursday edition of California Wine Country. If Mike doesn't get too lazy, you'll be able to go to calwinecountry.com. He's giving me the look like, screw you, dude. But it's on your website as of
6 o'clock,
which is
winecountrylive.com.
Right. Okay.
And then we emailed it down to your guy.
Oh, to Chris.
And he was driving somewhere, and he said he'd do his best, but it'd probably be tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good enough.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
People aren't going to go out and buy
it tonight.
So Mike
doesn't have to do anything?
No.
We can go to Ricardo's and have a pop and dinner? Oh, right on. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
All right. And thank you, Chris DiMatteo, down in L.A. California Wine Country with Dan Berger, Tom Simonos, Wines of the Year. We've been doing this for years and years. It's an annual tradition. We've gone through a bunch of whites. Now we're looking at sweet wine. And I was going to blow off sweet wine because we need to keep moving. But
we can whip through these.
It's Mary Edwards.
It's Mary Edwards.
And God, she's
and Mary
amazing.
Edwards, who doesn't love Mary?
Yeah.
Anyway, Mary Edwards Wines, 14 Late Harvest Sauvignon Blanc, $48 for the 375 milliliter little half bottle. So when the history of Sonoma County is written, Mary Edwards will be in chapter one. She began her career in 73 when the business was definitely a good old boy network. And it's Mary Edwards who's helped inspire many women to enter the wine business and help break the proverbial glass ceiling. This late harvest beauty shows brilliant golden color. It's all honey and tropical fruit. And I say one word to describe this wine is sweet.
But it's a Sauvignon Blanc late harvest late 2014. Harvest. I don't like sweet wine, so.
Well, you want to have this with dessert. You could have this with peaches and ice cream.
Okay.
I mean, it could be dessert all by itself. But anyway, if you like sweet wine, this is the one.
I love that Tom always does, or not always, but the last couple of years has done Book of the Year.
Passion of Wine, for Wine, The French Ideal and the American Dream by Jean-Charles Boisset and Marnie Old. This is a self-published primer by the proprietor of Boisset Collection and a wine educator named Marnie Old. It's easy read. It's very informative, packed with charts and pictures, food and wine pairings, a little bit geeky, a little bit not. So even if you're a novice, you'll learn. And even if you're a geek, you know, it'll reinforce some of the things that you go, oh, that's right. The Cote de Rhone or whatever, you know, it's really something. It's available at all of the Boisset collection tasting rooms, or you can click on shopjcbcollection.com.
We're moving to Reds now. The best Cabernet Sauvignon of the year from Tom Simonot. Wow.
Geyser Peak Winery, 2015 Walking Tree, Alexander Valley, $30. Have you ever seen a tree walking?
Yes, I have, but that was back in college when I was doing a lot of LSD.
Well, I tell you, this tree does walk, especially when a tree like this is on a hillside with a propensity for landslides. And yes, the tree, after many, many years of sliding down the hill, finally toppled over and met its match, which was a chainsaw. Ta-dum-bump. It's a joke.
Oh,
you're supposed to laugh.
You got the laugh
anyway.
Thing right there.
So this cab shows classic Alexander black cherry fruit, rich, delicious, and it's only $30, and it does get discounted. Alexander Valley Fruit, Geyser Peak Winery, 15 Walking Tree Cabernet.
All right. This segment is brought to you in part by Bottle Barn, of course, in Santa Rosa, and also by Della Toffola. You familiar with Della Toffola? Because, boy, they
are everywhere. Everybody you talk to says, oh, yeah. And you know what's nice about them? When my equipment breaks down in the middle of the night, I give them a call, and there's a guy out there before morning fixing it.
For over 60 years, Della Toffola has been making equipment for the wine, beer, and beverage industries, and they do it worldwide, but they're based right here in Santa Rosa, offering high-quality equipment, experienced technicians, as Tom just referenced. Everything from crushers to conveyors, pumps to presses, filters, fillers, and complete packaging solutions. Their award-winning technologies mean that they make it easy for you to get your grapes from vineyard to bottle, but they also work with the beer and beverage industries, spirits and such. Yeah, and, you know.
Everybody knows them.
I know.
I mean, I'm too small to do a lot of business that because I have a custom crush at Merriam. But
right.
The Merriams, they work with them. I mean, everybody works with them. And when you back your equipment, you'll buy more equipment from them because everything breaks down somewhere along the way.
Yeah, and then, like you said, you know, it's in the middle of the night, you can call and there's someone there before.
Customer service.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's we have so many people in the wine, beer, and beverage industries listening to this show all the time. That's why I want to, you know, talk about Della Tofola, and I think because I've asked every winemaker, every winery person who comes in here about Della Tofola, and they go, oh, yeah, they saved my ass.
Many times. That Zinfandel we're about to talk about, they saved their ass, too.
Really?
I'm making this. Oh, yeah, of course.
All right, it's
I'm Della. I'm a salesman. You know, I'm telling the truth.
If you're in the biz, it's DellaTofola.us, DellaTofola.us, T-O-F-F-O-L-A. All right, where are we?
Zinfandel of the Year, Bella Ooh. Vineyards and Wine Caves, the 15 Florence Dry Creek Valley for $40 from one of Dry Creek Valley's premier Zinfandel producers. At Bella, it's all Zin all the time. They make many, many Zins. This one was so balanced, and I don't like those over-the-top Zins that are too pruney and all that. This one is just perfect, and they have a beautiful property at the deep end of Dry Creek Valley. The caves alone are worth the drive. The Florence Vineyard Zin, it screams Zin. It's perfectly balanced, wonderful red fruit, and a trip out there is highly recommended.
Bella Vineyards and Wine Caves in Dry Creek Valley. And Dan, you're familiar with Bella.
Oh, yeah, for many, many years. There was a period of time when a lot of people didn't quite understand that Zinfandel should be considered as California's own balanced grape variety. We saw a period of time where a lot of Zinfandels were 16% alcohol, 17% alcohol.
Wow.
Actually, one of them actually hit 18%.
Jeez. And see, I hate a Zinfandel that slaps me in the face.
It's too hot.
Yeah. This Bella has really come back to earth with this. The Florence Vineyard has been around for several years. It's long planted. And this is a really ancient vineyard, and it has wonderful fruit to it. And the secret to this wine is just not pick it too late. If you get it off the vine early enough, you can get some fruit in the winery so that you can actually capture some of that beautiful strawberry and raspberry fruit components of the Zinfandel.
Perfect. So the next wine is our Syrah Dutcher Creek, Dutcher Crossing Winery, 2015 Proprietor's Reserve, Dutcher Crossing, in Dry Creek Valley, $33. You can probably see this in the shelves with the distinctive high-wheeled bicycle on the label.
I've seen them, yeah.
Yep. Family-owned Dutcher Crossing.
It's a relative. Is that past Healdsburg on the way to Cloverdale?
Or? No, it's in Dry Creek. It's on the way to Ferrari Carano. It's next to Dutcher Creek. And Dutcher Crossing is kind of Dutcher Creek, Dutcher Crossing. I guess it's got something to do with Dutcher, whoever that is. Anyway, we'll have to talk to them about that. They're a relative newcomer to Dry Creek Valley, founded in 2001. And Kerry Dembski is the winemaker. He's kind of a star winemaker here in Sonoma County, makes some terrific wines. And this Syrah shows loads of forward fruit. Dan, you'd love this wine. Really complex, spicy berries, black currants, and it's got a little kind of a citrus character to it. Just a really beautiful wine.
I got to know Kerry and his wife, Daisy, back in 1979 when Kerry was the winemaker for San Pasquale Vineyards in San Diego County.
Yeah, he gets around, doesn't he?
Well, he's pretty I think he's here now.
I think he's making wine in India as well, so God knows. He does get around. So Dutcher Crossing, 2015 Proprietor's Reserve. Blended Red, J. Lohr Winery, 2014. Cuvée Pau, Paso Robles, red wine. Founded in 71, Jerry Lohr was like the Robert Mondavi of the Central Valley. And this Cuvée Pau was inspired by the blended reds of Francis Pouillac.
Pouillac.
Cuvée Pau for Pouillac. It's Cabernet Sauvignon based with some Malbec, Petit Verdot, and Merlot. It's a beautiful, rich red. I love Meritage wines. And this is also discounted, and it's widely available. JLohr.com.
Best value red, Murphy Good. We love Murphy Good. It's a 2016 Pinot, and it's only $15.
$15, California Appellation. It's been said you can't make a good Pinot for under $25. Well, I'm here to tell you, Dave Reddy Jr., winemaker at Murphy Good, has, and the list price is $15, and that's list price. You'll see it often discounted for $12. And I'll put this up. You put it in a blind tasting, put a bag over its head, and it'll win over some very high-priced Pinots.
Really?
It's a feminine-style Pinot, but for $12 to $15, you can't miss.
Most fun wines. Now, that's a bizarre category.
Treasury Wine Estates has a series of wines with talking labels.
Oh, yeah, they were.
Remember
in.
We did that?
Yeah.
This is unbelievable.
I got the app on my phone, and it's cool as hell.
Yeah, you walk up to the wine label, and it talks to you.
Yeah.
You got to see it to believe it. You go to livingwinelabels.com, and you'll have your mind blown. They've got several brands: Beringer Brothers Bourbon Barrel Aged, The Walking Dead, Chateau St. Jean, Gentleman's Collection by Lindemans, just to name a few. Trust me, you won't be disappointed. Go to Living Wine Brands, livingwinelabels.com.
Yeah, and they got this app that it's so cool.
Yeah, go to the app store.
It's really clever. When they first show it to you, you think, no, this doesn't work.
It does. It does.
That's surprising.
It does.
There's one with Coppola that has him talking about all sorts of stuff.
Well, they've got – no. They don't have Coppola. It's the Beringer Brothers.
Oh, the Beringer Brothers.
Right. And it's the Beringer Brothers from like 1865.
Right.
It's unbelievable. Love it.
They were in and we did the thing and then I took it home and had the app and I took home some of the wine.
Oh, right. And you listened to it, huh?
It was
fun. They've got new brands coming out. You need to go to – what is it again? livingwinelabels.com. You'll have a great time.
All right. As we wrap up, Tom Simoneaux's Best Wines of 2018. It's an annual event right here on The Drive as we head to the new year. And his winery of the year is on the phone. So let's go there.
Let's go right to there. Okay.
And I'll let you introduce this.
Okay. So our winery of the year is. Oh, I need my headphones.
Yeah, everybody put your headphones on.
Ferrari Carano Vineyards and Winery. And we have. Who do we have on the phone? Sarah? Sarah Quiter, is that you there?
Yes, this is me, Sarah Quiter.
Hey, how are you?
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations.
We're so excited at the winery.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And the wine that I picked to kind of bring us to this point is your Ferrari Carano 2015 Merlot from Sonoma County. And Dan Berger has been tasting it, and he's been telling me he thinks this is one of the finest Merlots he's had ever.
Oh,
so congratulations there.
It is absolutely one of the wines that I've been working with, just trying to make it a little bit more jammy, delicious, got some great weight, but still capturing that light, essence of the Merlot where you have some soft, silky tannins in there. So it's really a nice wine, and I'm so honored that you guys chose it.
Well, we guys didn't. Tom Simoneaux did. But I'm about to taste it, Sarah. And, this whole Merlot thing over the years, especially since that damn movie, and I've been a Merlot fan since way before the movie, and I continue to be now. So I'm excited to check this out. Tom.
Now, tell us a little bit about where the fruit came from, because we were talking about this off air. Is this a state fruit, or is this some stuff that's been brought in as well?
It is a state fruit. We have basically our Merlot is grown. We have two hillside ranches up in the hills in Alexander Valley. One's Lookout Mountain and one is Rock Rise. One's by the casino, one's by towards Knights Valley.
Uh-huh.
And so we have Merlot grown on both of the hilltops, but we also have Merlot down on the valley floor. So I think there's a balance between the rugged, structured Merlot from the hilltop and also the juicy, softer Merlot from the valley where the pomegranate and cherry characteristics come through. So it's
I think
where you blend the two.
As much as I like the cherry, what really sets this apart for me is the fact that there's a little bit of that sort of anise and black olive component that really is part of the makeup of the grape variety, and you almost never see it anymore. People are picking it too late. And they're going past that point where there's a varietal element. This is really varietal, and it's delicious for it.
Yeah, and not only that, $21. And that's list price.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Now let me just say a little bit about Ferrari Carano. When I went out there and we sat and tasted through your whole portfolio, it's hard to find which one is your favorite. You know what I mean? You've got so, how many different wines do you guys make out there?
I lose track because we have wines that we distribute nationally, but we also make wines that are only sold in the tasting room. So
when you have a visitor wants to come by there, I mean, you've got an assortment of reds, whites, rosés. I mean, it's crazy.
It's great because it's also wines that you can't find at the supermarket. So it's nice to actually come to the winery and have some single vineyard Chardonnays and single vineyard red wines that we make that I think it adds to what there's so much more that we have to offer.
Tom Simino said to me that the grounds at Ferrari Carano are worth a visit alone. I have
Absolutely.
Been there, but it's been quite a while. Sarah, tell everyone where you guys are and what you offer out there.
Well, we are located on Dry Creek Valley at the very end of Dry Creek Road. And you just head out there, and it's one of those beautiful meandering roads through the vineyards. And you come to our winery, and there's so many the gardens are absolutely gorgeous. And they planted it. Rhonda Carano planted it through the season. So every time you go throughout the year, there's something blooming or something in vibrant colors. And
cool.
It's always stunning.
Yeah, it is. Even the day that I went out there and it was pouring rain, I mean, I'm walking through the gardens and it's like, man, they just mowed the lawn. Things are blooming. I mean, it's beautiful. And then you've got the upstairs tasting room. You've got the downstairs tasting room. You get food and wine pairings down there as well.
Mm-hmm. So upstairs we have our classic wines. Down below on our Enoteca room is where we have our single vineyards and our specialty wine set. So it kind of separates the two. If you want to pay a little bit more and have a little bit more intimate tasting, you can go downstairs, a little bit more quieter, and then upstairs where the tasting room is, it's up, you know, it's a little bit busier, but it's, you know, a little shops area and great classic wines.
Well, congratulations on being the winery of the year. You deserve it. And we'll have you in for a full hour in next year, sometime maybe late January and February, and we'll get you and the winemaking team out here.
Sarah,
sounds wonderful.
Give me some history on Ferrari Carano. I think everyone in wine country knows the name. But give us some of the history.
So Don and Rhonda came to Sonoma County 35 years ago and was looking for wine for their casino and the restaurants in Reno, Nevada. And they fell in love with Sonoma County and bought a little house with a little acreage and had some Chardonnay on it and started making wine in the garage. And sure enough, they kind of their love for wine and food and the whole Italian philosophy of living life and it just kind of snowballed and it kind of grew. And to this day, from that single vineyard that they bought, now we're 21 vineyard sites that are 100% sustainable. And I love it. It's the sites that we have or Don and Rhonda have, it's absolutely stunning.
So what the great trivia question, what National Football League team is Ferrari Carano associated with?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Wait a minute. How's that?
Because Dom's son played backup quarterback. So.
For the Dallas Cowboys.
For the Cowboys.
Well, we won't hold that against you.
Yeah, sorry, Sarah. I do not like the Cowboys.
No.
And I lived in Texas for 6 years, but that was Austin. And wow. I mean, that's a long time, and it's an iconic winery. Give me some quick thoughts there, Dan, on Ferrari Carano.
This property has been a passion for both Don and Rhonda. Don was really one of those leaders of Sonoma County who was behind the scenes. He was quiet and unassuming. He was an attorney, had a big hotel in Reno, Nevada, a very, very gentle giant, a wonderful person, human being of first water, great guy. And when he founded this winery, he and Rhonda decided they were going to go for the Italian look. It had the Italian kitchen in there. There was a private kitchen. There was a public kitchen. It's an incredible piece of property. And when you go visit, you cannot believe your eyes. Somebody did this in Sonoma County in a place that you wouldn't have imagined. If you'd seen anything like this, you'd say, well, wait a minute. This guy has got to have the vision of somebody who lives in the Middle East. He's got, because he's got all his money spent out there. But it's really gorgeous.
And he's Italian.
And he's Italian.
And it's Villa Fiori, right? Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, yeah. House of Flowers.
And the problems that they went through to get this done without disturbing the view of the land. They put stuff underground that you would, you know, the average person would say, oh, that's too much money. Don didn't worry about that. He just said, let's do it. It's going to be better looking this way than it would be if it were above ground.
Yeah, the cave, it's like underneath the barrel room is stunning.
Gorgeous. You know? And when you get the opening party, they actually had, what was it called? The opera from,
what was it? Symphony?
Yeah.
San Francisco Symphony
and the Opera Company moved in there, and it was
Sarah. You are one of the winemakers at Ferrari Carano, right?
Yes.
I've
been there 13 years now, and but I originally started 23 years ago as an intern at Ferrari Carano.
Wow!
So my very first job in this whole business is checking bricks and temperatures in the lab. And I love, it's such a wonderful environment at Ferrari Carano, the family owned.
Yeah.
Just that is, it's a wonderful, everybody has worked there forever. It's just such a wonderful family there, and there's nothing like it.
All right, we look forward to having you in the studio with us. Bring Rebecca, Tom will bring you guys in. In January, February.
Yep.
Okay. Sarah,
we'll keep in touch, Sarah.
Sarah, thanks so much for taking the time.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. So, Tom's Winery of the Year, Ferrari Carano. His Merlot of the Year is from Ferrari Carano. And to find out all of his wines of the year as of 6 o'clock, which is 1 minute away, and that's the 1 minute warning I'm getting here.
WineCountryLive.com.
WineCountryLive.com.
Yep.
You can check
and
them
then
all out.
California Wine Country. Cal Wine Country.
Tomorrow.
Yep.
Or tonight, Mike? He doesn't know.
Wine Country Live. Go there tonight in about 30 seconds.
Okay, and you can figure out and look at.
Because there's a few we never got to.
I know.
So you can find the rest of them.
You can find the rest of them on Tom's site and
Facebook.
And Facebook. They're on our Facebook page? All right. Cool. And the audio will be up at some point tomorrow on calwinecountry.com. Dan Berger, Tom Simino, bless you both. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to everyone.
All right.